As we've been talking about, the Rhode Island Foundation has some funds that Newport County residents can make use of. And here to talk about the Newport County Fund, the president and CEO of the Rhode Island Foundation, David Cicilline. Nice to have you back with us.
Great to be back with you, Bruce. Thanks for having me, and excited to talk about some things here at the Rhode Island Foundation.
Well, we are always pleased to talk about the Rhode Island Foundation. Just in case there's somebody that is not familiar with the foundation, just tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So the Rhode Island Foundation is Rhode Island's only community foundation, and we're one of the oldest and largest community foundations in the entire country. And in Rhode Island, the foundation is the largest funder of nonprofits. And just to give some context, in the past 5 years, we've awarded more than $350 million in grants to thousands of nonprofits. And we have, you know, set up a set of priorities here at the Rhode Island Foundation, ensuring that there is economic opportunity for every Rhode Islander, improving the quality of public education, and assuring every Rhode Islander has access to quality, affordable health care. And in addition to those three big priorities, we also provide support and grants in lots of other areas like the arts and the environment and housing and many other priorities.
And the foundation actually has set aside an amount of money to be sent out in grants to nonprofits that specifically serve Newport County residents. And that is a great thing. So often, I mean, we're such a small state, but sometimes we feel like we're in Utah or somewhere because the things get sent to Providence and to other places like that. And we always say, well, what about us? Well, the Rhode Island Foundation has a Newport County fund, and it can really help some nonprofits here in the backyard. That's great news. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's right. In fact, the Rhode Island Foundation has a number of funds that are designated specifically for either certain issues of, you know, animal welfare or certain geographic areas like the Newport County Fund. So one of the things that I did when I got to the Rhode Island Foundation is I spent a lot of time last summer really traveling the state, spent a lot of time in Newport County to visit places where the Rhode Island Foundation is making investments, to meet with our grantees and our stakeholders and our donors, to really see the work that's being done. And the Newport County Fund covers all of the six community cities and towns in Newport County. We have $200,000 in grants that are available this year, and it's really a fund that focuses on the very unique needs of residents of Newport County. And grants are in the amount of up to $10,000, either to develop new programs or to strengthen or expand existing programs, some for municipal planning or leadership. And the applications are due on March 7th, so up until then to make your applications. What we look for is applications that really focus on significant problems or significant opportunities that are available. Also, really the importance of partnerships and collaborations with others doing important work, and also innovation. Is there these new ideas and new approaches to longstanding challenges? And finally, we want to be sure that we can measure results so that these investments are making a difference. So this is a really great program that we're very proud of. People who are interested should go to our website, which is rifoundation.org, and you can see both more information about it, but also you can apply for it online as well.
Sure. I know the last time we talked, we had actually talked about how some organizations in our area were going to receive some funding, and you had been spending your first few months actually visiting some of the nonprofits that are here in Newport County. So is it the kind of thing where you can kind of drop a broad hint and say, gee, you know, you really should apply for something? how far into it can you get with some of these?
Absolutely. So I would say last year, just to give some examples, last year we awarded grants to the Boys and Girls Club of Newport County, the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Newport, Conexion Latina Newport, which the Jamestown Arts Center, the Little Compton Community Center, and Lucy's Hearth in Middletown, just to give some examples. Over the years, the Newport County Fund has invested more than $5.6 million in funding programs. And as I said, It's for services to residents of Jamestown, Little Compton, Middletown, Newport, Portsmouth, and Tiverton. And, you know, this is just one of the many grant programs that the Rhode Island Foundation uses to support nonprofits in Newport County. So, you know, our investments are much larger than this one fund, but this is one particularly important one. Just in general, I think if you look at last year in 2023, the foundation awarded $4.2 million in grants to Newport County nonprofits alone. So we do a lot more, but this one particular fund is designated for activities that serve residents of Newport County. And, you know, as I said, we look for, you know, a proven track record, but also new innovations, making certain that, you know, organizations can prove that they're having an impact and making a difference. Really, I'm always interested to see when people are working in partnership with each other, whether it's other individuals or organizations. You know, I would really encourage folks that are interested to go to our website and apply for one of these grants.
Sure. Talking with David Cicilline, President and CEO of the Rhode Island Foundation, about the Newport County Fund. And look, David, I've been on some boards of nonprofits, and they were kind of at different stages of their existence. And this topic comes up. Well, you know, we should put in for a grant. We should apply for one of these grants. The money's available, so forth and on. And you always run up, it seems as though we run up against the wall of writing the grant proposal. It's so daunting, and it seems like you have a way to make that easier for some of these nonprofits, particularly the new ones, to make an application. Tell us what it is that you expect from one of these nonprofits, particularly a new one, that might not be as sophisticated or have a grant writer on their board.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no one should be required to have a grant writer for any of these grants. You know, we recognize that many of the nonprofits that are doing some of the most exciting, most impactful work are small kind of startups, very entrepreneurial, very lean in terms of personnel. And so we've tried to make this grant process very simple. We want to be sure that we're making grants to people who are doing good work. We also want to be sure we get reports back to show that they've done what they said they were going to do with those resources. But we also recognize that many nonprofits are operating with very limited budgets and limited personnel. And they don't have the resources to go hire a sophisticated grant writer. So one of the things I've really focused on since I've gotten here at the Rhode Island Foundation is to look at that process. I think your listeners will see that this is pretty easy to do. It's not complicated. It doesn't require a grant writer. And if they are having any questions about how to do it, or they stumble upon something, they should just feel free to call us here at the Rhode Island Foundation, and our grants folks will help them through the process.
Excellent. Just give us the website one more time, David Cicilline, if you would.
Sure. The website, again, is rifoundation.org.
And visit O-R-G. That. And don't be surprised, you may get a visit from the CEO in the near future to see how you're doing.
Absolutely.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks very, very much. Thanks for looking out for us in Newport County. It really means more than you know.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Bruce. Good to be with you.
Always good to talk to you. Thanks very, very much indeed. There's David Cicilline, President and CEO of the Rhode Island Foundation, talking about the Newport County Fund.